Hello and welcome to the Two Guys Named Chris show. It's great to have you listening here on a Friday. Let me go ahead and get a lineup change out of the way. Only one Chris here today. Chris Dim is gone. Biggie is gone. The lineup today, Chris Kelly here. There's BB Shay.
What's up, man?
Good to have you in here.
Good
always.
Good to be here. Good to see you.
And look over here, Red Rachel.
Hey.
Favorite member of this program for Luca, who was yesterday's meet and greet contestant.
Did 13 years old. Yeah.
Did you know that?
I heard about that, yes.
Yesterday, we do something called the meet and greet on the way other end of this program. We call it the ass end of the Power Hour, right at the end of it. And we want to meet people who have never called this show before. And Luca is the youngest meet and greet contestant we've ever had. And he was only 13. I thought he was really well spoken for 13 years
Definitely.
Old.
Drummer, loved playing basketball, homeschooled. Good kid.
Gave great answers to the question. His favorite drummer was John Bonham.
Did not expect that.
His basketball team with the Tar Heels and player was R.J. Davis. I mean, just really well spoken. I really liked him. And then we said, well, who's your favorite member of this show? And he said, Red Rachel. Now, I've been on this show 26 years. Never gotten one vote for favorite member.
Longer than Red Rachel's been alive.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. She's been on this show 26 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. All told. Her vote count, 1. My vote count, 0. And it's really nice that you could come in today and be part of this. Thank you. Isn't it exciting?
This is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me.
Wow, that is really unfortunate and sad.
You know, it's amazing the demographic switch we got. We went from old and gray to young and red.
I know, that's right. It's just us young folks in here
today.
That's
right, man.
It's just us, you know, none of that dead weight, none of the old guys hanging around. It's just, we can do whatever we want. We can party.
All chambers are working today.
Every heart chamber is working. We can stay up late. We don't care. We're all really young.
Yes.
That's what's so great about it. So we have all this freedom now. Now, of course, you know, Chris Dim, we've been doing this for so long, it's like hand in glove. You know, we know each other's movements at every turn. Biggie's been sitting in there forever. Of course, he's out. Unfortunately, a lot of people are asking me now, how's Biggie? Unfortunately, you know, he took a turn for the worse a little yesterday. He has cellulitis is what Biggie has. And that sounds like not too much, but really it gives him pain.
He's struggling. He's struggling bad.
So I appreciate everybody asking. He's struggling, so he's out today. Probably not going to be here next week either. Get used to this guy right here, BB Shay coming in. But because those two are not here, this is all new now, so there's an excitement to it. Now, will there be struggles? Will I have a lull where there's not much being said? Probably. There'll be a time we're really scrambling. That's when you, BB Shay, you have to come in with one of your asinine takes. I think I wrote that down. I wrote, whenever we struggle, you have to come in and say something completely off the wall.
Okay.
I mean, like your stuff like, you know, time isn't real and, you know, that kind of thing.
The normal things.
Joan Cusack is better than John Cusack or Denzel Washington's son is a better actor than Denzel Washington. All these weird takes that you have, that's where you have to come in when we're really like scrambling.
You just point to me. I'll give you one.
But please.
Yeah.
Also got an email from a woman. This is about Biggie again. We were mentioning his health issues. And all she said was, my name is such and such, and I have a female friend. We want to come cheer Biggie up. And I thought, is that a threesome thing? That's exactly what
wow.
I mean. She literally said, well, you have to go get him at the hospital now. But otherwise, I mean, I didn't pass it along to him yet. Mm-hmm. But when she said, I'd like to come cheer Biggie up, I thought, threesome.
You may want to inform him on that.
I don't think that could be interpreted any other way.
I don't either.
He may be interested in that.
I have a hard time with Red Rachel in here bringing up things like threesomes and all. Mm. We just played a little promo talking about my painful rectal itch. It's like, oh, my God.
Rachel Kelly gets nervous around girls.
I don't like.
I have heard it all, okay?
I don't know.
I went
about
to public school.
Well, that's good. Did you?
I did.
We should learn more about you. I saw a thing today. In fact, I'll just ask you these questions since you're new to it here. I mean, you're Luca's favorite, but you're new to it. You can both answer these questions here. It's basically, let's learn a little more about you. What's the first thing you notice when you meet someone?
Usually what they're, I usually pay attention to what they're wearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Look, Chris Dim says that my clothing is too large, too big for me. Did you think that when you first met me?
No, actually, with you, the very first thing I noticed is like, wow, he's so tall.
Right.
Like we can't really even make eye contact.
That's what most people say that. Most people, but see, I used to be really heavy. And I'm too cheap to buy new clothes.
I'm cheap, too, so.
I love this. She's so great. We're young. We're in here. It's great. What's the first thing you notice about somebody?
Probably their teeth.
A lot of people say that. I'm a teeth person.
A lot of people say that.
Are you a teeth person, too?
Yeah, yeah. I'm always whitening my teeth. I don't want anyone to judge my teeth.
If you have dingy teeth,
yeah,
I think it really stands out, don't you?
I agree.
I noticed that, too. Hair in ears, too. I'm very big on getting rid of the hair on my ears.
What, do you just kind of like tilt your head around? Let me get a look.
Well, I like to. I have a little device that shaves. It shaves everything. Golly, I'm so nervous. I get really nervous around you, but I'm clean shaved, and I do on my ears all the time. What are you really good at?
I'm really good at, I'm a good writer.
Are you?
Yes, I want to be an author someday.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Now, see, that's breaking new ground. Would you write, like, fiction novels or...
Yeah, I'm interested in writing nonfiction, too, but I guess I haven't recovered from being in college. I don't want to do the research or anything right now.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, I love to do... I like mysteries and...
you should try it.
Assassins, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so do you think the novel is, like, going away? Do people still go and buy books? The bookstore, they get it through their Kindle and stuff now, right?
I've recently heard that people do still prefer paper books.
Paper books.
I went to the bookstore the other day. I don't know if you watched any of the Hunger Games movies or anything, but a new Hunger Games book just came out. That was really big when I was in school.
Yeah.
I went to the bookstore to see if they had it. They were sold out.
Really?
They sold out, yes.
Well, I like that. I'm glad that bookstores, I love the feel of a bookstore.
I love it. I love being in the bookstore.
Like a Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that too. I like the smell, everything about it. I just really enjoy. Once I took a book, I had to, so embarrassing, I had to defecate while I was in Barnes & Noble.
You and everybody else.
Right.
Yeah, they got nice, wonderful bathrooms in Barnes & Noble.
They do.
Love them.
I took a book into the bathroom.
That's genius.
Thank you. Well, I don't want to say genius, but yeah, I thought it was pretty good too.
I think bookstores need security to like stop people from reading the book in there.
Oh,
you get a 10-minute time limit.
That's it.
You can figure out if you like it or not. Get out of here, man.
There's one of those asinine takes we're talking about. You see how he does? That's perfect. That's perfect. When you're just scrambling around for something, he's like, just come up with something like that. Hire security to chase you out 10 minutes and that's it. What's the best decision you've ever made in your life?
Oh, well, there's goodness.
Put you on the spot there.
I would say the decision to get my dog.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm a better person because I have something I'm responsible for.
What's your dog's name?
His name, well, I have two, but the first one I got, his name is Bo.
Yeah.
He's a Shiba Inu.
Dogs are, it's really incredible how much a part of your life they become.
Yeah,
you know?
He's my child.
Yeah, well, is he your fur baby?
Yeah.
The first time I ever heard that term, I was at a gym. I go to the gym, and the woman in there, she was like 24. She was the coach, really attractive. And she came out, and she was new, and she said, let me tell you a little about myself. Hi, I'm Meadow. I have a fur baby. And I was like, what is she talking about? You know, I thought she was talking about, like, she goes, I love my fur baby. And I thought she was talking about, like, her sexual area.
Oh,
she's like, I love my fur baby. And I'm like, what? I didn't know what she meant, you know?